If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Niamh, hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you.
I know, you look so lovely.
Thank you very much, Niamh. This, I'm wearing this jumper, right?
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. A lot of comments about this jumper. And what I will say about this jumper is it's the only thing in my ASOS delivery that fit me. Everything else is going back.
All too big, clearly.
Yeah, because
all too big
the
for
sizing has changed.
Okay.
That's what's happened.
Okay.
I was convinced, I bought a pair of trousers, right, Niamh? I was convinced. I was like, they're not a 32.
Couldn't be.
They couldn't be a 32. No, but then, I'm a 32 and they don't even close. Like, they don't go near me. Now, I've been a 32 for, like, when I say 30, now, Niamh, thank you to take that look off your face.
I'm not looking. What face am I kidding?
I have been a 32. I've been a 32 for a long time. Now, granted, I do go through phases where I'm 32, but like the belt to be hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like there'd be pressure. I'd know, the belt would know, and we both silently agreed to sort it, right? Either by me taking up some exercise or the belt stretching.
Okay, right? Okay.
But this is the first time I've been confronted with my gluttony.
I know.
And there was, like, these were not closing. Wake up call.
But sometimes.
Wake up call.
Sometimes different brands and different things. Like, it happens in Primark all the time and Penny's. Do you ever go in and buy the same pair of jeans, right? Two pairs of jeans out of different lots, but the same pair, same style, and they're different sizes. It's just bad tailoring.
It's whatever rogue 4-year-old that they got in India to make them. It's just slacking off.
I mean, you know, sometimes the 4-year-olds are not up to that.
But the thing about it is, and this is the bit that upsets me.
Okay, go on.
I was so convinced that the sizing was wrong. I did something that I should not have done.
Which is?
I got a measuring tape. And I didn't measure me because
That's a step too far.
I measured the trousers. And the 32-inch waist was a 32-inch waist. And when I say I was furious, because the safety catch was off and it was like the gun was cocked.
Ready.
With it. This is supposed to be a 32-inch waist and look at it. It's bang on. Bang on the nail.
You had the letter, a complaint, written, email, well-worded.
I've never measured the waistband of an item of clothing in my life.
Nor I.
And I did it.
But for many reasons.
I was furious.
Well, you know, the one thing I've learned over my life, my whole life.
Go on.
Is that when you're wearing clothes, nobody notices what size they are unless you're wearing a size too small.
Excellent point.
So if you were to wear a 34, but the 30, it would look too big on you. And then they'd be saying, God, Grod's lost a lot of weight.
Do you know what the sad reality of all this is?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order a 34.
No. Mind you, I have bought things because it says a size 12 on it. And I haven't bought a size 12. Well, I'm a size 12 on the bottom. But on the top, I haven't bought a size 12 so long. But you know the way they make them big now? And so I could buy a size 12 just because it says size 12. Even if I don't like the item of clothing. But it makes me feel better. You know, it's weird.
Sometimes I buy a medium that is, and it's described as loose fitting. And it's snug. I'm like, oh. You know, like you get like a pair of baggy jeans, then you put them on, and you're like, these must be the skinny jeans, are they?
Okay. Do you want to hear something even more depressing? As you get older, that's going to get worse.
I know. It's not going to get worse. No, I'm gonna book the trend. No, I changed a pair with a 32 waist for a 38, and that's never happening again.
Did you win?
The ones I just ordered, they sent them back.
And you got a 38? That seems like quite a jump.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I measured.
You're not a 38.
I took the 32.
My husband's a 38. You're not a 38.
I took the 32 and I measured the bit that wouldn't go into it. And I added them together.
You did not order a 38.
I ordered a 38, Niamh.
Well, when that comes, I want a photograph.
Okay, yeah.
I want a photograph because a 38 is not for you.
Very upsetting. Very dark day.
I don't even have to wear a 38. What the hell is wrong with you? Now, speaking of clothes.
Yes.
I have to talk to you about an issue, right?
Oh, go on.
Now, I know the issue I have is, you know the way you were on the Late Late 2 weeks ago.
I was on the Late Late.
I know, I just dropping that in like it's a thing.
Just casually.
You know, casual.
First Late Late.
I was so proud. I was like a proud mommy. You were so amazing. It was so fun because obviously I'd seen you during that week and you were quite nervous about it, right?
I was bricking.
I don't know why, because you're amazing every time you do anything, right? And, you know, that's my kids were here now, they'd be saying, I fucking hate when she says that to me, right? They're always giving out to me, why do you keep saying that? I said, because it's true, you're amazing, but, you know, but why
you're
so
supportive, Niamh.
Well, I don't think they think that. I'm usually saying it when I'm giving out to them, to be fair. But but what I'm saying is, right, you were fantastic and you looked amazing, right? But I remember how stressed you were about what you were going to wear, and it freaked me out because I never really think about what I'm going to wear on anything.
And you were on Friday.
I know.
Yeah,
but they
agony rants in it in the space of a fortnight.
I know, but they wouldn't let us on together for God's sake. There'd be fucking anarchy. Their ratings would go too high. Exactly.
Wouldn't be able to cope. Spread us out.
So anyway, as it turns out, they wanted to talk to me beforehand about what I was going to wear, which freaks me out because you know, that's when I feel the pressure, because actually I make the decision usually on the day based on what's going to fit me and what I feel like on that day.
Exactly.
And, you know, because, you know, of all the things that you know about me, fashion isn't at the forefront of every decision that I make.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I was out buying clothes.
Okay.
I had a day put in for shopping. I was like, that's when I'm going to buy it. And
well done, you.
I was out shopping, looking around, and I'm just so bad at shopping. And I couldn't see anything. And then I got a text from Joanne just to check.
Who wants to take you in hand.
Who was basically saying, you know, Harry, you're all set for the late night on Friday. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm just out shopping now. And she rang me from Africa and stood me down. She was like, no, you're not qualified for this. You don't have the skills, girl. Step back.
We all needed Joanne in our lives.
Yeah, we really do. And she rang someone that had dressed her when she did the Late Late. So I went out to, her name was Amy, and she works in Brown Thomas in Dundrum.
I'm just writing this down for a future reference.
Oh my God, she was amazing. I went out and she was like, I've seen the stadia. I mean, she didn't say that, but I know what she meant.
I know.
And she was like, these are all the things that you'd look good in. She had them all there. And I just tried them all on. I was like, that, brilliant, wrap it up.
I know.
I bought it. Like I had to pay for it.
In my life, that's happened. My mum and my friend Mairead were used to make me stand in the dressing room, and they just handed things in, they'd say, "Buy that, don't buy that." And I was so obedient. But I haven't done it in a long time. And actually, then occasionally the RT girls are fantastic. They usually bring me in to dress me, and then they buy me a break of clothes and make me buy it and all that. And then I'm delighted with myself, and then I wear them for 20 years until they fall off.
But see, the thing about is right that when you do stuff like that, right, you have to be able to stand up in it.
Yeah, you do.
But you also have to be able to sit down in it.
Well, depending
and
on
sit down, and you've no control over what where
what
they're
angle.
Looking.
I know.
Like, so you need to be able to sit down from the side.
I know. Like, isn't it funny though that our biggest worry about when we go on the Late Late?
I know, it's so ridiculous. But also the thing about it is, I'll tell you what the worry about it is that you catch sight of yourself midway through the interview. And it's like a horrific angle and you're like, ugh. And the wind goes out of your sails. I've had it happen.
Because I don't look at myself on TV. Because actually,
No and good comes of it.
No, because what happens is people looking at it are not looking at it that way.
No.
Well, they might be, but I don't need to know about that. The thing is, they're not looking at it going, look at the state of that. If you're doing your job right, they're looking and going, how fantastic is that person? And that's the way it should be. And actually, largely, that is what they're thinking. You know, and you'll always have the ones who say, look at the stage of that, but it wouldn't matter how good you looked. That's what they'd be saying.
Do you know what? Now, I never, I don't really look on social media after those things. Like, I always delete my Twitter for a few days.
Why?
Because I was just like, I just don't want, need the,
you don't know, need the adulation.
Yeah. What? I'm very dismissive of the good and the bad.
Well, you can't read the good and accept the good and not accept the bad.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, so yeah. My take on it is none of it's my business as far as I'm concerned. So we don't look at it, right? Mm-hmm. There was one that was just a donkey sanctuary. Somebody that runs a donkey sanctuary.
Said what?
Had a go at me on Twitter for being shit. Actually, you know, we'll talk about this in the bonus episode.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't want the donkeys to suffer.
No, but it is true for it. Right? That if you have 500 things that say lovely things about you and one person says something nasty, that's the one you remember.
I know.
So it's best not to read any of them.
Yeah, no, I don't. But it's just when I put my Twitter back on, you know, it was largely positive.
It would be. But you were, because you were great.
I flew back down.
How was I?
Niamh, you were amazing.
I was on for like a minute.
You were amazing. Yeah, but it was the best minute of the show.
Without a doubt.
What do you think of the song that won?
Oh, fantastic. I'm always very supportive of everybody going. That's where we're going to stand on that. We're going to do a show about that. There's no doubt we're going to have a show about Eurovision.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Yes, Eurovision is coming.
Niamh, we have some follow-ups.
Oh, I love the follow-ups.
We have a lovely follow-up.
Oh, tell me about it.
We have a lovely, lovely follow-up. This is, I don't know, this is a few episodes ago. Do you remember the guy that wrote to us because he was about to meet his boyfriend's kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have a follow-up.
That's a long time ago now.
Yeah, this is, I think it's nearly a year ago. Mark was the boyfriend's name.
Oh, Mark. Yes, I remember. Oh, God, he was really lovely. Oh.
Yeah, it was a lovely letter. And
is it from him?
And I think it's from his boyfriend. And I remember it was happening, I think, 2 weeks. I think if I'm right, the advice went out the week it was happening.
Oh, my gosh. I hope it was in time.
I did think of them. I did think of them that weekend. So here we go. Hi, Niamh and Garrod. My boyfriend, Mark, got in touch with you back in July. Oh, maybe it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, July, yeah. Last July.
Oh, like, yeah. Actually, hello. Yeah.
Hello, July. It's the whole of the year.
My boyfriend, Mark, got in touch with you back in July for advice as he was nervous to meet my kids. As a refresher, I was a married man with children and came out to my wife in summer of 2021 as I finally accepted that I was more attracted to men and didn't want to live a lie anymore. Mm-hmm. I came out to my family and close friends very shortly after and met my boyfriend pretty quickly as well. We're still seeing each other every couple of weeks as he lives in Dublin and I live in the Midlands, but we're managing to spend longer weekends together. We're settling well into our relationship. I met his parents this Christmas for the first time and working towards a great future together.
Nice.
For him to meet my kids was very important to me as I wanted to include him more in my life and be able to join me for family occasions, etc. And especially for my kids to get to know him and see how wonderful he is and that everything is still pretty normal. I have a great 13-year-old son who accepted my situation without any issue. So for me, I knew it would be just fine. You gave him great advice back then and told him to let you know how it went. Well, I thought I would if he hasn't already got in touch with you before me. He came last weekend to meet not only my kids, but also my ex-wife and the mother-in-law. Talk about a modern family. And he was absolutely fantastic. All went very well. My kids were very accepting of him and Mark just went along, bought them some little presents, wasn't nervous and was just able to chat with them without any problem. He made a couple of jokes with my older son and everything was just so lovely, calm and natural. That's so nice. He's never been around children or interacted with them before. So for him, it was a big change and I couldn't be more proud of him. It makes me love him even more, if that was even possible. Aww. He listened to your advice very seriously and it helped him stay calm on how to deal with the situation. I couldn't thank you enough for it and we were very much looking forward to what the future holds for us. Wishing you all the best and keep giving great advice. Niamh and Garrod, douce pois. Oh my God.
I'm in bits.
That was so nice.
I'm going to buy a hat.
Niamh's in bits.
I'm going to buy
a
hat.
Niamh.
Oh, I know.
That is so nice. Oh, I'm really happy.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. That is just so lovely.
I'm sorry. That's really beautiful.
Niamh's all emotional.
I know, because...
Do you know what? Now would be a good time to hit her up to sing In Your Eyes at the wedding.
That's so gorgeous.
That is lovely.
I'm so happy about that, because actually it is quite a difficult thing. And
so difficult.
For God everybody, almighty. But what a lovely thing. And your ex-wife and mother-in-law in there. I love it. It's so inclusive.
That's so cute.
I'm just so touched. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. I don't know if we probably can't say his name.
No.
He left his name, but we won't.
No, we won't say his name. It's not important. The point is...
That's so nice.
I'm so happy for Mark too.
I'm so happy for us, Niamh.
I know.
I feel that we're just spreading a little joy in the world.
Ah, you're right. So another quick follow-up.
We moved on from that quick.
I know.
Well, that was a quick recovery.
I know. Because I'm very emotional about it. Are you not emotional about it?
Oh yeah, no, I am. It's lovely.
You're
it's,
over it. It's I can very, tell. Me.
No, I'm not. I think it's so cute. I just think it's so nice. I'll be honest. I didn't. I'm not here for the helping. I'm here for the crack. Niamh's very serious about the helping.
I care.
So when we do help, I laugh a lot, but I care.
Yeah.
But when we do help. It always just, I'm always touched by it.
Yeah, because I'm always a bit nervous about the fact that we're doing this sometimes. You know, you and I sometimes have this conversation.
Taking our advice, you're rolling the dice as it is.
I suppose if you're coming here for advice, the chances are you're aware. But, you know, we're not qualified for this. But, you know, it is so lovely when you hear something nice. I love
that
the follow-ups. I really love the follow-ups, even when they're funny. I just think it's hilarious. You know, I suppose the ones who are not successful are not writing to us. They're not even listening to us anymore.
Niamh, we have yet another follow-up.
Oh, another follow-up?
So it says, Garrod, I'm late to Agony Rants, but I just listened to the phobia episode and have the exact same phobia as you. Terrified of snakes.
Oh, that's true.
Couldn't even say the word for years. When I was on Santa Monica Pier, bear in mind, I had already had a full-blown panic attack the day before, seeing one on Hollywood Boulevard.
Tragically.
Oh, no.
Like, I love Los Angeles, but the fact that you can have a snake on every corner.
Oh, yeah.
Is absolutely outrageous.
It's not as bad as Australia, though.
No, because then you see they're in your bed. At least these are performative snakes.
Okay, they are.
Snakes with
they're looking for their big break.
Snakes with an equity card. We should say as well that our guest, we've been joined by our guest who's coming up. We're not going to say who it is, but we'll be talking to her in just a minute.
Yes, and we're very excited about her being
here. More fabulous than we deserve.
Yes.
She's more fabulous than we deserve.
I'm going home now to take a good hard look at myself.
I basically Googled and Google told me that people weren't allowed to have snakes on the pier anymore with them. So I was like, grand. Sat down, had lunch, and I was like, I'm going to ask those policemen just to be on the safe side. Now, I have to say, that's a level of derangement that I didn't go to when I was over there, that I would ask a policeman if they'd seen any snakes. But my boyfriend was gone to the bathroom.
I think she was going to ask him, were they allowed on the pier? That's what she was going to ask.
Oh.
That's a next level.
Niamh, I'm glad you're here.
That's a next level situation going on there. Okay, my boyfriend was gone.
My boyfriend was gone. That was very primary school teacher, did you think? I'm glad there's somebody else here, Erica. Because there's a bit of bullying going on in this podcast. And I want to stamp it out. My boyfriend was gone to the bathroom. And next thing, I look up and out of the corner of my eye, there was a guy walking through the restaurant with one around his neck.
No way.
And then in brackets, my boyfriend, who chose this moment to return, said it was actually two.
Oh.
So I upped and ran out of the restaurant. Luckily, we had paid. Boyfriend ran after me and got to the car. I was bawling, shaking, etc. Then I realised I left my handbag behind me with our two passports in it. Boyfriend went back and thankfully they were still there. Passports, I presume, not snakes. But the best bit was when I ran out of the restaurant, I picked up my glass of wine and took it with me. Priority.
Oh, we love this girl. Brona.
Yeah, we love her.
Brona.
I
keep looking through this message to see if he's an ex. because that's ex level.
Around someone's neck and all. She's watching for him.
Attention Agony Rants listeners, I am on tour at the moment with my show Glamour Hammer, and it was supposed to end in June, but it has now been extended to the end of the year. We've added a third Vicar Street date for September, and we've also shows coming up in Westport Town Hall on the 10th of March,
the Marketplace in Armagh on the 18th of March and the Museum of Comedy in London on the 16th of March. In April, I'll be in Glore in Ennist on the 6th of April, and we've just added the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda on the 21st of April. I did the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda with Joanne back when it was, we'd do two shows a day at the tail end of the pandemic, and oh my God, they were the best fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's the Crescent Concert Hall in Drogheda on the 21st of April. If you want to get tickets, go to roadfairly.com, or you can check with the venue website, or if you're on your phone, there are handy links in my Instagram bio. And if you're coming to the show, let me know. We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Agony Rants has been weekly for over a year, so if you've enjoyed the show since then, maybe you could help keep us going by subscribing to Head Stuff Plus. Head Stuff Plus is a support platform like Patreon, and you can make a donation to us each month to show your appreciation. As well as feeling good about your donation, you will also get access to Agony Rant's bonus content, like videos of us recording the shows, or bits that we cut out of the shows because we don't have time for them, or full bonus episodes when you sign in to headstuffpodcasts.com. This week we have a full bonus episode with our guest Erica Cody, which was loads of fun. So if you want to check that out, headstuffpodcast.com and just sign up to Headstuff Plus. Also, this week I'm going to tell you about a new show. It's new to the Headstuff Podcast Network and it's called Something Strange, and it is a bi-monthly podcast about UFOs, ghosts, monsters, sinister encounters, creepy mysteries and unsolved murders, with everything that runs in between. It's hosted by Dennis Murphy and I've just finished the first episode and I'm absolutely hooked. Here's a clip.
Are you interested in the world of the strange? Do you find yourself becoming obsessed with true crime and unsolved mysteries? Do you look to the night sky hoping to see something that you can't explain? I'm Dennis Murphy, host of Something Strange, a bi-monthly podcast about tales of the weird and the unexplained. Get Something Strange wherever you get your podcasts, with additional bonus content for subscribers on headstuffpodcasts.com. Something Strange, out now on the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
We have a guest.
We have a guest.
We have a guest, and that's exciting. Are you excited about it? Do you want to tell the people who our guest is?
I am super excited. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm very intimidated, but I'm slightly, you know.
She's been flexing since the woman came through the door.
I know, but she's amazing. That's because she's so amazing.
Eurovision.
Okay? I'm trying all my cards.
I thought that was the big one.
I know.
I felt I was going to pull it aside and say, listen, she's very nice. Don't be intimidated.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm not intimidated at all by Queen of Eurovision.
No.
Queen of Eurovision. No. Queen of Eurovision.
There's quite a few who would be fighting for that one. Anyway, and not all the women. Okay. So I'm just going to say Erica Cody's with us. And honestly, she is a total gem. We're having a lovely, lovely time. Such a lovely time that, you know, Garode is already feeling like the wrong person in the room.
I may not even be here. She's a goddess.
I want to adopt her. I'm not going to lie. But I think our parents...
She's kind of fab. You're kind of fab, Erica. We like you.
Stop.
We do like you.
I'm Irish. I can't take a compliment.
Yeah, I know.
Some people love you. Because
we've been doing this for a long time. And we've thought about, you know, we could have guests. And we make a list of guests.
Yeah.
And then like three of them you like. And then there's seven of them like, I'm not sure I could sit through an hour of that.
And you like me.
And we love you. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
You are about to launch a single, which you have to tell everybody that listens about. It's called
Cry Baby.
And when's it out?
February 10th.
February 10th.
4 days before, what's that day again?
Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's not the most important day though.
No.
The day before is my birthday. That's the most important day.
See,
also,
I didn't tell Niamh this, but it's actually, I knew it was her birthday.
Thanks.
So I said, I'll release on February 10th, just so she can use Crybaby as her TikTok happy birthday video.
Without a doubt, that's happening. Yeah.
Erica, yeah. She's now on TikTok.
We're good. She is now on Instagram.
I am.
She is now.
Erica, step in.
That's all going
to
change.
But what we will also say is that 13th February, and I do have to bring it up, is also Sonia's birthday.
Yeah. Will you stop with Sonia?
The Queen of Eurovision.
Erica doesn't know who Sonia is.
Sonia is the singer who.
What have I done?
I beat her in the Eurovision.
The Eurovision.
rightful winner of 93, also known as, but we don't say that.
Oh my God. And you still have the dress and all?
Oh, I do.
She still got the dress.
I do. Once put Tom Dunn in the jacket, but we'll just leave it there.
The rest is history. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Many men have been in that jacket.
So tell us, Erica, what's been going on for you? You just did a video.
Yeah, just did a video, a little mini visualizer moment, just so you can kind of see what I was thinking in terms of Crybaby.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
So you were in the Mason Hotel in a pair of rollers.
Oh,
set of rollers.
So, yeah, 100%. Wouldn't have it any other way. In a copper bathtub and all, having a great time. I made the most out of that hotel room,
Did they let you have it for the night?
They did, yeah. Nice. But I actually let my videographer stay there. Yeah, because she was coming down from the north, and there's no need to be getting bussing it down early in the morning when you can stay in the Mason.
Hello? Hello?
Gorgeous.
I come down from the north for this every week.
And I send her back, and there's no copper bathtub.
And I made my own parking.
And I don't like what you've started, Erica.
Listen, what can I say? Best advice I've ever gotten in my life, Geroid, is don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We will talk more about that in bonus episodes. Yes, we just had a lovely chat in the bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what we also talked about? We also talked about Erica supporting Anne Vogue. We're saying no more.
No.
Say no more. You just have to go and listen to
us. That's the sort of company that she keeps. Okay. Erica, what we're going to do is we're going to have you read our problem this week.
We're very excited.
This is it.
We're very excited.
Number one.
And then we're going to just get your hot take.
Oh my God, while we're dispensing our advice. This is like when they make you read in school.
Yep.
Sweating buckets. And you're like, oh my
God, is your audition for When I Die? Okay. Because he'll be looking for someone.
Right? Let's keep it light now, okay? Keep it light. Jesus.
I'm leaving my hair to you. You still have a few more flexes
to drop before you do that now. Okay. Dear Geroid, am I saying your name right?
Geroid.
No. Geroid. All right.
Tell me.
You won't be the first one.
Geroid.
Bang.
Is it Joanne that says Geroid? Or is that Vogue?
Yeah. No, Vogue.
Vogue. Oh, yeah, sorry. So I'll say Geroid. Dear Geroid and Niamh and Erica, longtime fan of both of you and a listener from day one. Honestly, I was so glad when you started this podcast together. What a team. Just got even better today. I have a problem and I would love if you could help me with it. Your letter about the guy with the problem in the canteen has inspired this letter and I can't wait to hear your advice. I've been working with the same company for about 6 years now and I have a nice group of friends. We are friendly in work and hang out at lunchtime. We all get on really well in work and most of us socialise together within reason, as in we would have the odd night out every month or two. Last summer, a new woman started working in our office and bulldozed her way into our group. She seemed fine at the start, but as time went on, I realised I didn't like her. She is condescending, rude, cuts us off and monopolises the conversation, even when it's something that she clearly knows nothing about. I find her very hard to be around and this is the consensus for the four of us in the group. I know that as a group, we won't work together forever. One of the friends is talking about leaving and another will go on maternity leave in 4 months' time. But we've been friends a very long time. The problem is she's come on two nights out with us too. Oh,
no.
One too many. One too many. The problem is she's come on two nights out with us and she is a mess and gets really rude when she drinks. None of us like her or want her to be around. And the two of us are open to the Geroid approach, where as the other two are a bit more naive about the whole situation. So explain, just give me a little rundown there.
Naive would be very much pragmatic.
Kill them with kindness.
Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes. But no, not always.
Okay. Might co-sign a mortgage.
Oh my God, gas. Okay.
I'd be more car bomb.
Yeah. What do you think we should do? I am single. I love these girls. We've all been through a lot together. And now I feel that this nightmare is ruining my life. Looking forward to your advice. Sinead, in brackets, not my real name, so don't worry.
Hot take. Basically, this is a friend group that's been together a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now there's this person that has infiltrated the group. Mm-hmm. And I think what's happened, right?
I'd love to know their star signs. I think that would help me. She's sounding a bit like a Scorpio.
This is a whole new angle we haven't explored.
We've never explored this.
There you go. So
wow, Erica,
yeah,
when you take the energy we need.
I'll send a weekly invoice, okay?
Go on. Go.
So I think this Scorpio has basically come in and has assumed that the people that are sitting there are friends because of work and this is a work thing.
And this is
what we do.
Yeah. Okay.
But what hasn't been made clear to her is that these people are friends anyway.
Mm.
And now they want to get rid of her. And I think that's fair enough.
Do you know what? I think it's fair enough too.
It's not a, this friend group is not a perk of the job.
If it's not serving you, like if she's not actually bringing you happiness, I just don't know why you'd waste your time. That's just, now I know I'm a bit of a realist and I'm a bit blunt that way, but if someone is just making you feel angry,
yeah,
and annoyed, and yous have all come to a conclusion that yous all feel the same way,
yeah,
it's just time to bite the bullet and be honest and just let her know, just like, girl, Scorpio, it's not, this is just doing nothing for us. I'm really sorry, but like we can cohabitate. Cohabit, is that the word?
Yes.
Yes.
Cohabit.
We can cohabit together, but we'll work together. We'll be cordial. We'll be nice. We don't have actually any ill will against you. You're just not our vibe right now.
You see, do you know what the problem is? They invited her on a night out.
And that's where...
And they should never have done that.
No. Yeah.
No, because she's not going to go anywhere.
They did it to try and include her, but now she's like, oh yeah, I'll slot into this.
Yeah.
Niamh, what do you think?
I'm loving that the two of you are looking at me like, now what's the mammy going to say here in this situation?
And I think we're waiting to be given out to.
And the mammy might say play nice, or maybe not. We don't know. But the reality is they're in a work situation. And I think sometimes you meet people in situations and you become really friendly with them in that situation. Mm-hmm. You remove them from that situation and it doesn't last beyond it. Now, it might. It might, you know, look at us, darling.
Excellent
point. You know, so the point is, you are currently going through a flex anyway, because clearly someone's talking about leaving, someone's going on maternity leave. So already you're in the unsure situation and you're already, you don't like her. So the reality is your friendship is a separate entity.
Yeah.
So actually it's okay. You know, you can put up whatever an odd night out if that's happening, even in work. But there are ways of getting that energy across to them. You don't actually have to be too strong in that regard.
No. So maybe I was a bit harsh.
Because you have to still work with this person. This person still exists in this space. Yes, it's great to go in and go, actually, we don't like you, so let's move on. You know, we can be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, we're not into you. The simple truth is that that's not easy to take. And if that person is that condescending, you don't know how they're going to react to that.
Girls were horrible people.
Yeah, I do feel a bit horrible. But do you know what I will say?
No, you're not. But I understand it. I feel the same. And I actually, I'm with you. I'm with you in the sense that if they're not sparking joy, if she's, get the old Marie Kondo out.
Do you know what it is?
If she's not sparking joy.
The friend group.
Yeah.
But my thing is that if she's being rude and condescending,
they
have every right
to deal with it.
To deal with that side of things.
You should never accept.
But also be honest to a point where it won't ruin your work environment, because your two friends are leaving anyway.
No, you're right. And the other thing that happens is you teach people how to treat you every day.
Exactly.
So if you accept, I go under the thing of you reward the good behavior, ignore the bad behavior unless it reaches a point, and then you have to have that conversation. But that's the way it works. I treat them like toddlers.
Very zen.
I treat them like toddlers. But the point is, you come across it, and if you get that energy coming towards you, it's difficult. But sometimes what happens is, because there's change coming in, you might be actually surprised. Maybe she'll chill down a bit, because maybe you may not be aware of this, but because change is coming and you're with these friends, maybe you're more concerned about that you're losing the friendship with the friends you have. So that will actually make you react to someone slightly different, and you're looking for a reason for it. But actually the truth is, you're not going to lose that friendship if that friendship exists with you.
Exactly. And there might be, and I say this with so much love and kindness, there might just be a little bit of insecurity maybe, because I know sometimes when you have a solid group of friends and someone just comes in heavy and strong and makes their mark very quickly, then all of a sudden they're not going anywhere. It can leave you a little bit intimidated sometimes and a little bit insecure, especially when it's, you know, it's your group, your core group of friends,
friends
for a while. But my thing is that stick it out if that's the way you want to go, or have your moment with her. Let her know that she's been rude to you and you haven't been. I always say honesty is the best policy.
Never accept rudeness.
But also just keep in mind, you're still going to maintain your friendship with your two friends that are leaving anyway.
Yeah.
So outside of work, she doesn't have to be involved if you're still, you know, really close friends.
Yeah, that can be a separate entity. And it'll become much easier when they move on.
Exactly.
In that regard.
I have two thoughts.
Okay.
Bring them.
First thought, because we need to, to give her something practical to do as to how this is going to work.
Breathe. Breed is the meditate, first one. Breed meditate. Is the first one.
I would say disband the group for 1 month. For 1 month, the four of you don't go to lunch together.
Okay.
Right? For 1 month, do it in ones and twos, take turns meeting each other for
lunch.
Be
busy and separate
places.
Don't
necessarily, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't necessarily go at the same time, just for 1 month.
Yeah.
And that'll break the habit of her in the canteen.
Right.
And then,
yeah,
when you're out of the habit of that, you can start meeting again, but not necessarily say it to her.
Yeah.
The thing is, if they're all a little tight group on in, she's probably feeling, this is the only way I can get in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you do over try when you go in because we know.
Oh, you do.
We know.
Especially, also, she might be relieved.
Yeah.
Because if she's just new to this group, she may have felt that now she's stuck in this.
Yeah. She might be feeling it either.
You know, she may not be feeling it. The other thing I will say, and this is a weird one, is that those work friendships, when that person leaves, like you're used to seeing each other every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, it changes.
And the people that I worked with, that I saw every single day for lunch, you literally can go a year
without seeing them.
Without seeing them.
Yeah. And you need to be prepared for that.
And it's bizarre when that happens. So, like,
it's not that they don't care about you, but circumstance changes and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Life moves on.
The one thing I will say is if she's feeling a bit intimidated by the group change, and I would also say, look outside of work for your friend group.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot for that to.
Exactly.
I know. You know, when somebody new comes in and, you know, they're very dynamic and strong and, you know, fabulous, you know, the people who are already in it are like a bit nervous, you know.
Oh my God, I feel like Niamh's talking about me coming on the podcast.
That's it. She runs the whole gamut.
Threatened.
From
threatened.
Intimidation to passive aggression. She'll do it so quick.
Passive aggression. So quick. All I did was breathe, Niamh.
I know.
It's terrifying. I've been doing this for a year, Erica. Absolutely terrifying.
I grouted on how you've
done it. The day Dana turned me down.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, no, God, listen. What about Linda?
No, right. She blocked me. Sinead. She's blocked me on everything.
Sinead, actually, to be fair, I get it. The energy is difficult. It's the girl who's going to go on maternity leave. Her life is going to drastically change.
Yeah.
I think actually you're right, Grod. You can take the pressure off. Just take a little bit of time out to not really make it like look like the four of you are going off, sneaking off on her, because there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Yeah, you have to be very sensitive to everybody's feelings.
So,
and it's not good for you as a group.
It's the slow rejection.
Yeah. Slow.
That's what you're after.
Buy her a voucher for a lunchtime gym or something. Send her somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. She meet like-minded individuals.
Yeah, or something. Voucher for the Westbury or something.
But in that month while you're avoiding her, you should all still meet up. You should make sure that that's a month. Because like it'll be quite exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. But still.
Oh, you're like a bold child.
Yeah. Still exciting. Explore those friendships outside of work as well, though. I think that's really important to have different. Yeah. Like everyone has different friends in their lives for different reasons moments. So I think it's really good to, you know.
Yeah.
I
think we're kind of used to in our industry being intensely working with people and really building great relationships. And then because you move into another space, you can't really spend the same amount of time. No. It's not that you don't care about these people, because you do. But the point is that you can't, very few people go right across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually that's true of anybody, you know. And so actually your friend group is changing in work. I think you'll be fine. Roll with it. It'll be great. And, you know, we definitely want to know about it, don't we?
Oh, I absolutely want to know about it. I'd love a plot twist in
this. We would love
follow-ups. We love a little plot twist.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from the friend.
Yeah.
The new friend. That's what I want to hear.
It'll be a bit ironic if she's listening also.
Imagine.
That would be awful. But anyway, look, Sinead's not her real name.
I'll be okay.
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone. And it also doesn't take a scientist to put two and two together.
No.
So... if you're out there, we want to hear from you. Okay.
You're a little addicted now.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Erica's invested.
Oh, my
God. She's invested. She's going to write a new song.
Loving her.
Surely you have one more.
Yeah.
You have one more.
Problem?
Yeah.
We're done.
It's the episode over.
I know.
Rage.
Erica, it was a thrill and an honor.
Absolutely. It was my honor.
And
oh, my God, I'm sitting in royalty here now.
Remind us, the 10th of February.
10th of February, Crybaby. Pre-save.
Pre-save.
It helps more.
When's the video dropping?
Same day. Yeah.
Fine. That's a girl who has her shit together.
Yeah. I'm trying. Do you know what, Niamh? I learned from experience.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
You know?
No, definitely right. And, you know, when somebody tells you that at 26, you know, at 55, you have to listen to that.
We have to ask the question.
Oh, my God. Ask me the question.
We have to ask the question.
Come on.
Okay.
Hit me.
Would you ever do Eurovision?
I'd never say never.
Good girl.
She'd never say good that. Girl. Come on.
And also, if it ever wants to venture out of Europe to the Maldives, I'm absolutely down.
Listen,
100%.
I'll be on your team. I will carry the bugs. I will be doing the whole entry.
Have to make that happen.
Erica, it'll you'd be happen. Amazing.
No, you'd
thank
be
you. Well, listen, I don't half-ass things, so if I was doing it, it would have to be a full production.
You would own it.
Dancers the law.
You would own it, girl.
Bad.
I want to come in on a... I want to be strapped into a harness and come through the ceiling. Yeah, well, it's the only way.
Grode will be auditioning for the dancing part.
That's absolutely fine. You're hired.
No, it'd be great. I'm more of a sit back, hold the handbag. Okay. I've got plenty of years of experience.
Yeah, take the Instagram photos and stuff. Yeah, okay, cool.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd never say never. You know, I think when you put your mind to something and you make it your own, when you make anything your own, I think it's really important.
Sorry, I'm having a come to Jesus moment
here.
I just
it's
love
like
that.
Any, it was even
I do
like,
feel like Erica and Eve are kindred spirits.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm very spiritual.
Who knew?
But it's like even Dance with the Stars, I went into that and I just wanted to make it my own. You know what I mean? And I had my plan and, you know, I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what I wanted to get out of it and I wanted to be able to get through dance start to finish. You know what I mean? Never say never.
I think that's a yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's
really?
A yes. I think it's an approach. I think it's the first approach.
You know, the best piece of advice
very subjective
that I gave you about that is check where it's going to be.
Maldives.
If
it's Maldives, I'm in.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I'd settle for...
Come on, Italy, be lovely.
I was going to say Italy. Get out of my brain, Eve Kavanagh.
Can't help it. We're just living in the same space.
What's there, Sonia?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, no wonder why. No wonder why. Starts on you.
Libra.
Oh, I love a Libra.
Balance.
Yeah, balance. These are all about balance.
Sorry.
You see the aggression that I have to put up with?
Balance.
It's been very exciting. I think we've helped.
We've definitely touched lives. I think Erica helped lives. The most, to be honest.
Really?
I just defeat.
I know.
It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was talking to the listener, but no, you're right to take it, Erica. God almighty.
You're so welcome.
It's been so lovely to talk to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We always love to hear it from you. We want your follow-ups. We want your problems. We want your critiques.
I really want that follow-up.
Yeah, we want photos.
There's more
of
to the story.
There is.
Yeah. We do.
I need star signs. I need ages. I need locations. I need it all.
Erica,
I need to know where they're going drinking, first of all. Because no matter where they're going, I think where they're actually going drinking is the root of the problem. They're obviously going to Coppers. They have to be.
Erica wants to essentially just dip in. She's going to intern for 2 weeks in whatever place that it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just as she can sit at the canteen table.
Yeah, okay. I'd be like, who is
she'd
the
be name? Very inconspicuous.
Walking in like a goddess.
Who is it? Yeah. Walking in like a goddess.
Which one?
Which one?
It's been so fantastic to talk to you. agonyrants@gmail.com. Erica Cody, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Delightful.
I'm missing you already. It's just great.
I miss you guys more. This is
and we'll chat to you next week. Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.